our voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. I said that.
Got it. I see it now.
You want to hit me with a pre-show?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Pre-show. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Wednesday. We made it, right? I thought it was Wednesday on Monday.
When
it's
you
not Wednesday.
Said that yesterday
today.
As I was de-showing yesterday. I got done. I'm like, oh, thank God tomorrow's. I'm not kidding. I said, oh, thank God tomorrow's Friday.
I know. It were 2 days.
Yeah.
I out of sync
took
with
off
the
my
day.
Tie and I'm like, oh, it's Friday. I'm like, what the hell? It's not Friday tomorrow.
I know. I don't know how this week is so jacked. It must be the energy. Hopefully, we know somebody that can tell us about this on Friday.
We're not going to talk about Bigfoot on Friday?
I don't think he's messing up my understanding of the days of the week, personally. I think it's something bigger than him.
Is it Mercury retrograde again?
Yeah, I don't know. Beverly, did you see our message in the DMs today? I DM'd you. So Beverly's going to come with the heat on Friday. Why are you ignoring me in the DMs, Beverly? Hello, Beverly. Why? Why no response? Hey!
Sancho. Did you sneeze? Sancho.
Whoa. Those were big.
You know, that's what she said. You know Sancho?
No.
Congratulations. We just tapped into a whole new market audience.
Oh, no, dude. I don't think I want your market. I don't want what you're selling. So, hey, who is with us?
Does anybody in the chat know about Sancho?
Linda. Hi, Linda. It's Wednesday. Linda. Beverly. I go outside for one effing minute. Beverly, what's wrong? What's wrong with you, Beverly? Hi, Sarah. Who do we got? We got the three ladies going back and forth today. People are feisty.
1 minute till we're live, Miss Common Sense.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Jen Giggles. Please tell me carbon monoxide is in the chat today because I said that shit correct yesterday. Go listen to the replay, my friend.
I did listen to the replay.
I want a replay. And?
I did listen to the replay. I couldn't tell, to be honest.
Huh. Nice cover.
No, I'm telling you. I would admit if I'm wrong, and I can't tell. I can't tell.
Probably why you were correcting me yesterday, and you were wrong. So wrong.
I always admit when I'm wrong.
Hi, Randall Flag. Annie Stevens. Hello. Heidi. Richard Gibson. Gotta do this faster. Brady's One Girl 5. Stephen Isles. Hello. Welcome to the chat. Anybody is free to join the chat if you are available at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. Christy Fowler, welcome.
Ready?
You can join the chat at spreely.tv. Who am I missing?
Sit down. Shut up. And pay attention.
Damn!
This is the Rants of Izzo Show with your hosts, Dominic Izzo and Common Sense Ashley. From porn to politics, we touch every third rail we can find. You might want to put your headphones on so your mom can't hear this. It's been called the most entertaining 60 minutes on the internet, and it starts now. Let's do this.
Good day, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending upon where you are in the world. This is the Rants of It. Right?
Yeah.
What was that all about? Oh, you got a new setup today.
No, I've had it all week.
I haven't noticed it all this week. You went underneath with the mic instead of on the top. Why is that? Did you get a new brace? Like a new...
No, I just had all the same stuff. You can just rework it. I thought I'd try this way for a minute.
You're not comfortable with it, are you?
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. I've got this. Do you know what this is for? Because I don't. Like, it's a shock mount for the mic.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
it.
But what does that mean? That means if you drop it, it just.
No, it's actually for a voice. Like, it absorbs the.
There's nothing on
you know,
it.
It's, yeah, no, I understand. But like if you move your shit around when you talk a lot, it just, it absorbs the sound.
Like look at it. It's like, if I wouldn't do that, it's kind of inappropriate. But I go from that.
You just did.
I know. I go from that into like the normal one. But I like this one for some strange reason, even though it does better. All right, listen. So I'm going to, you sent me something literally 5 minutes before the show, which means that you didn't watch the video I put out earlier today.
But I did.
Okay, great.
But I did.
So I'm not going to give him any credit. I took the time because I don't want to be part of the problem anymore.
You're not going to acknowledge AI. You're not going to acknowledge edit Photoshop. That's what he's saying happened.
Why would
somebody photoshopped?
We'll get into that because we'll get into that. I looked at you sent. I think you sent me. Did you send me My Maria's post? So after the show last night, Ashley sent me the My Maria post showing the two shoes that look different on the shooter. And we do. There's some things that are sus when you look at crisis actors who are from someplace. When you look at, like, in The Dark Knight, I guess, or it was the first Batman, whichever one it was, they had Columbine on a map. There's so many things that are going around that say, like, these school shootings aren't happening, all this stuff, whatever. And I fall victim to them a lot. I think they're entertaining, I think they're engaging, and I think they're massively distracting. So today, I didn't want to be that problem because I openly, quickly, without even doing any remote discernment or education last night, I shared My Maria 777's post, which kind of makes me.
She's been on the show before. If anyone's saying that name sounds familiar, we've had her on before.
And I'm kind of curious why she didn't do this research. So I looked today in great detail because I did perpetuate this in several people's posts, including mine. They put that when the shooter was alive, she was wearing Puma black and white shoes. And when she was dead, if you zoomed in, you could see that she was wearing Vans flame, classic flame shoes. So I went online today and I looked. No, she's not. When she's alive, she is wearing Vans. End of story. I can't see any yellow in him. I did a very big deep dive on it where I looked. I went and looked at a bunch of different shoes online to compare them. I don't know. I'm a little bit sus, but I took the time to definitively, in my opinion, clear up that she wasn't wearing Pumas before that. And now you sent me before the show, he was talking about AI possibly being manipulated in this. Like
Someone's photoshopped it. Yeah, which I wasn't debating the fact that the shoes weren't Vans. Other people had said this looks like a Puma and the other one looks like a Vans.
I was one of those people.
Yes. Yeah, so what he... what is it, Robbie Starkey?
Yeah, who is
Starbucks?
He?
Robbie Starbucks?
Robbie Starbucks was a football player from the 70s, I thought.
No. This guy, he and his wife were in L.A., and they somehow were involved in the entertainment industry and produced music videos or something, and then they moved to Tennessee. He ran for office in Tennessee, didn't win. Anywho, he has a following, and he debunked the whole shoe thing, saying, no, it was Vans the whole entire time, which
can I
read, you too
do you want me to
determined.
Read what you sent?
I mean, if you want.
Okay. What you had said is that there's a conspiracy going on around about the shoes of the Nashville shooter, changing from Pumas to Vans. I want to address it because a lot of them got a lot of message about it. It's not true. I've debunked it below. You can see the Vans logo on the back, blah, blah, blah. The screenshot being used to say they were Puma's shoes was slightly believable at first glance. And all I did was I went online and I looked at where the logo begins on the Vans versus Pumas. It was just it was stupid that I didn't do that last night, which again, I'm not insulting her, but I'm kind of, that's, you know, if people make their living off of conspiracy theory stuff, I think that we have to start really, really wiring it in tight. You know what I mean? And again, and I don't mean to shit on her. And she shared my video today, which was nice. But if you are someone like My Maria or anybody else who you got, this is what you're known for. I think that you need to do the deep dive because she's a lawyer, you know, deep dive in that stuff. And I know I'm sounding really shitty, like I'm attacking her, but that slipped past her. And I'm pretty.
The thing that she has said, and I've seen her do it a number of times on her post, that sort of skirts the responsibility of not doing the research is, hey, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Look into it. See if I'm right. See, you know, tell
it's
me
lazy.
If you find something else, right? So it's always like, there are things that she will give you details on that you're like, damn, I never thought of that. That's actually pretty good. But, you know, people get tired and then it's easier to just share something.
So how much damage are we doing that by continuing this? Because legitimately, because there was a lot of unanswered questions from yesterday. I was talking to a couple cop friends and I'm like, dude, that rapid deployment will be the standard for training videos that are done from police from here on out. Any department across America should have taken that footage and played it every single, it was perfect.
And they agreed?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, they agreed. And we're like, how do we know it wasn't a training exercise? Cause it was, because it was so perfect. It was a flawless rapid deployment, exigent circumstance situation.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay, so here's the thing, too, because I sent you another video from another guest we've had on the show, and I've now seen other people come out and say this, and this is where everyone starts to get real spiritual, if you will, with what happened. And people are now equating there were 6 people shot.
Oh, God.
3 adults.
Yep, go ahead.
3 children. And the number's 3. And then you got 33.
Which is the address of the school, right?
3 children.
Yeah, the address of the school is 33.
Okay, which is also the address of the school, but 33.
Mason.
33, yeah. And then they were saying, well, the 6 adults were all in their 60s. Invert that. Or not even invert that. It's 666. And then the 3 children were all 9 years old. Mirror that.
Right.
And you got 666 again. And I'm like, okay, dude, listen, guys.
Yeah, did you see the screenshot I sent you? A guy comments on my stuff, and he goes, "There's 322 comments for the post I put up there. 322 equals skull and crossbones in Gematria.
Yeah.
Bev, what is Gematria? That's your assignment."
Yeah, and because I saw that, you screenshot that to me and circled that word, I thought you were mocking him for a spelling error.
No, I'm mocking him.
Because I don't know what that is.
Dude, neither do I, but I'm mocking him. And I wanted to reply, yeah, and you left one comment. And one comment is like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on January 11th, 2011, 11-11-1-1-1-1-1. That means, shut up.
Okay, now hold on. Somebody just sent me this saying that now it's being said that there is no school at that actual address.
No, it's a church. It's a church and there's a school within the church.
Correct. Correct. But they're saying there's no school. I mean, everyone knows the address of churches can have schools, especially Christian churches, Catholic churches. You can have a school on the same premise.
These people need to be more conspiracy theory. I'm not a fan of him. I'm not putting words in your mouth. Stu Peters. Everyone knows I'm not a fan of him. He's on Twitter today and he posts a video of Joe Biden and I guess his grandson behind him and the kid. And it looks like somebody held their phone up to the computer and recorded a video off it. Is that quality? And the kid hands Joe Biden something. And Stu Peters is like, what the hell? And people are in Stu's feed saying, now we know why Joe Biden always references ice cream, because going back to the Pizzagate scandal, ice cream is code for boy, like prostitute. So that's why Joe's always. But people are in Stu's feed putting the original video up saying, Stu, that was an edit job. All you have to do is look at this. And he doesn't say any comments about it. So when you are these people, and that's why I'm taking responsibility for this, I posted my Maria's stuff yesterday without doing any research on my own, which I do quite often because it's impulsive. But if I had that type of reach and my audience was based off of the government is out to get us and the gay frogs are coming down and we're all having sex with the internet, it's like I would be like, all right, I need to stake my reputation a little bit more clearly because they're making money off of these rubes and they're people who are listening to them and it's perpetuating hate very badly, which I don't want to be a part of.
Well, it's funny because over in my neck of the woods today, we've had very weird weather It was supposed to pour, and then the sun's been out, and then all of a sudden this afternoon it started hailing with thunderstorms, right? So I get a text from the husband, and he goes, the liberals say it's climate change, the conservatives say it's HARP. And it's like,
right?
Who's right? Who's right?
Both sides are screwed. Can we talk about the fact you went on that dangerous walk the other day?
Oh, wasn't that nice?
No, it wasn't. Does your husband know about that?
Oh, yeah, he was with.
Okay. So Ashley sends. I'm telling people first. Ashley sends me a video from a first person point of view as she's walking her dogs, and there's like a homeless dude laying on what seems to be a very nice like pond, grassy area, and the person just seems to be rolling around like a dog would to like the dog gets their scent all over the place, and she's relatively close filming, and I'm like, dude, are you by your fucking self with this shit? So that's the first thing I got, and thank God you told me you weren't.
No, so it's one of many of my dog routes, and it's a really pretty scenic area. It's like a natural reserve. It's a area where, you know, ducks and birds and turtles and all this stuff, and they've got pathways for you to walk. Incidentally, it's right on the other side of our sewer plant. So it's just like the perfect explanation of my community. It's like you have something beautiful right next to shit, literally. And so I'm walking through this path and beautiful scenic night. And there's a dude that looks dead, straight up dead, lying on the ground. And it's, the attire identifies as homeless. Okay. So I'm walking up on this person going like, great, great. There's a dead dude right here. Cool. Cool. And then as I get closer, I see that he's curled up, spooning multiple ice cream containers. That's what he's going to dive into after he wakes up from his drug-induced coma. And the thing about it is you stand there for a minute and go, are they breathing? Is he breathing? Wait, is he fully dead? What? Okay, now what am I supposed to do, right? And then the husband's like, let's go. Let's go. And I'm like, well, hold on. Hold on. He could be dead. Then I see the lungs. I see the jacket on him move. And I'm like, he's breathing. Let's go. But that's my community. It's like you're in a beautiful area. And then, boom, you're hit with the realities of like drug problems, homeless issues.
It's happening. I'm in an upper middle class area of the northwest suburbs of Chicago. And we have a strip mall that I grew up working in, you know, Little Caesars, Pizza, Blockbuster Video. Now there's like, it's banks, and they're building a Dunkin' Donuts. They're so stupid. All this shit's an eyesore. But there's a high-end bicycle shop there. It just got robbed again. Middle of the day. Got robbed by a white crack couple. And it's dude, this is in my area. I'm in a very safe neighborhood, neighborhood. And it's this shit is getting just down the road from me is Barrington, Illinois. It's very, very hoity toity. And there's a car dealership called Motorworks, Motor WERKS. And it's like Porsche, Mercedes, Cadillac. It's the higher car value. They had a couple people from the city, middle of the afternoon, come up, steal a car, rammed a police car on the way out of there, crashed. It's like shit.
How did they steal a car? These things don't have keys in them.
Don't know.
Would they hold someone up at gunpoint?
But the point is crime is moving to the suburbs.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's ruthless. I mean, that's the thing is I can be in a very populated area. Where I was walking is kind of secluded. Which is why I've been advised, don't walk down there by yourself.
Yeah, because I can't. That's what I was going to say. If you did do it and he found out, he'd be pissed.
He does. He gets mad. But
I don't
get
blame
mad
him.
That
was stupid. My blood pressure went up when I'm like, I know it's the middle of the day by you. Yeah. What I think it was right after the show you did it, too. So it's still light out there. And here's a fucking homeless person that all they have to do is get up. And I'm sorry, you got your hand on a leash with shit, with dogs.
Yeah.
You're defenseless.
Totally. And the thing is, what I'm saying is I can even walk in a very populated area, and it's happened so many times where it's just this you get kind of complacent because I've seen it so often where eventually I'm like, okay, if something were to happen, I would not be ready because I'm just getting so used to it. Like I have to slow down when some shuffling homeless person is walking in front of me and I'm not trying to pass them and then have them at my six. So I keep them in front of me, but I'm like, now you're ruining my walk. And I don't know if you're going to spaz out and turn around or start talking to yourself and freak out and then target me. And it's just so unsafe in general. But when's I can't do anything time, to protect myself.
When is the last time that you remember being outside without having your head on a swivel? And just
a really long time, to be honest. A really long time. Because even if I don't see anybody, you're constantly thinking. I'm constantly looking in bushes. I'm constantly looking around cars, like, because people are just sketch. Even the ones that aren't fully drugged out homeless, like other people that are just down and out, just down and out. And they're like, today's the day and you're my target. I just always, always, it's always.
That's
but all, here's the thing. Where I live, it's weird because it's kind of tiered. In the sense, geographically, it's tiered. The terrain of my community is tiered because you've got the ocean at the ocean level, and then you've got the next level, and then another level. It's like four layers. If you go up to the third tier, you don't feel that way in those neighborhoods. It's like the further you get away from the ocean, there's a little bit more reprieve from the seediness. So you can kind of drop your guard a little bit more. In fact, I was walking around up there a couple weekends ago and cars were noticeably stocked with belongings that you wouldn't even think about doing where I live. You remove everything from your car. You don't show anything because they'll break into it. So we're walking in this other neighborhood and we're like, oh, wow, they must not get homeless up here because they're leaving stuff in their car that would absolutely be broken into where we live.
I just don't know what's happening.
But the price of the houses doesn't match that crime. You know what I mean? Like, it's so frustrating that you're still in $1 million-plus house having to remove stuff from your car.
We have an affluent area. It's the very last town geographically, neighborhood in Chicago when you go west before you hit the first suburb. Is called Austin. That's the neighborhood, right? Chicago's got neighborhoods, and Austin is the furthest south or west, excuse me. And it's all like North Avenue is the busy street, and there's an intersection called Harlem and North. And it's, if you're an Italian, you know Harlem and North Avenue. It's like your family grew up there. And it blows me away because Oak Park is this very affluent suburb of Chicago where looking at $600,000 homes, this and that, and blah, 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 blah. And I'll never forget, I was talking to a lady once who's like, yeah, my husband and I just moved into Oak Park and we hear like 30 gunshots a night. I'm like, yeah, because you boy, and I'm, it just is what it is. You drive, if you're at Harlem and North Avenue and you cross that intersection of Harlem and you keep going on North, you're going to be like, Oak Park, oh, wow. Oak Park, look, people outside walking. Oak Park, look. And then the second you get like a block down, holy shit, lock the doors, get down. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. There's so many gunshots there, so much violence, and it's a certain community that lives out there. So it just blows me away that you people are just so ignorant when it comes to this. Like, we live in this nice suburban area. Well, nothing will happen. Where do you think crime's going to go? It's going to go where people, it's like the school shootings.
Well,
school
I'm shooters confused. Go. Are you telling me that there's like a nice portion of this area and then as soon as you cross the tracks, you've hit the ghetto?
Except for it's not.
They back up to each other?
Except for there's no tracks. It's just a street.
And so if you go so far down the street, you're hitting ghetto as opposed to section of the street isn't ghetto? Or are you just saying that criminals are coming into this nice suburban neighborhood?
Let me pull up a map for you so you can see and everybody can.
Because all I'm really getting at is if you just told me there's nice homes in a neighborhood for $600,000, I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
Because you can't buy a nice house for $600,000 where I live.
Right. And it's called steering, right? You can't talk about it. That's illegal in the real estate game. It's called steering. All right, here's the map. Right. This is the intersection of Harlem and North Avenue, right? Montrose. No, there's North Avenue. Wilson. Where are we at here?
An animal in my
what? Time. Forest Preserve Drive. Harlem and
this is really commercial.
Irving Park. Where am I? You know, I up here's North Avenue, right? This is the big intersection right here.
43.
My uncle. This was my uncle's house right here. His dental practice was right here. Anyways, so I'm gonna do this.
Anyone wants to go find Dominic's uncle?
No, they have to go to the cemetery for that up on Forest Preserve Drive.
Oh,
all right.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna go. Which way do I want to go? Left? No, let's go right. So I'm gonna go towards the city. We're going down this way. We're going cool. All right. Okay. So you see this here?
KFC. Is that where it starts to get bad?
Well, let me just say
follow
something.
Follow the fried chicken. KFC. And you might hit some problems. I mean, it's kind of ironic the location you're describing.
And Ben's Barbecue. Right.
God.
Okay.
Oh,
you see this? Austin.
God.
Austin Avenue. You see that?
Shit up.
You see Austin Avenue? That's where it starts. So here's all your affluent shit. You literally go here and it's boom. And so if you look at it, Austin has had 24 people wounded so far this year in Chicago. On the map, here's Austin. See this right here with these? This is Austin. That's that neighborhood right where it comes in there. So it's just... Not trying to be an ass, but I'm trying to be an ass. Really quickly.
So basically on 42, you're supposed to go left. That's going to be a safer bet.
Yeah. Before we go to a break really quickly, just to let you know, this is the 88th day of the year, being March 29th. How many people do you think have been shot so far in the city
That's
of Chicago?
It?
88 days into the year.
So much longer.
Give me a number. How many people do you think have been shot so far?
I don't remember last time's count. Like 220?
520 people have been shot so far in the city of Chicago this year. That's 5.9 people per day. Closing out the month of March, 32 people have been killed. 153 people have been shot so far in the month of July. That is 5.27 people per day. We had a very, very small, probably about 15 people were shot this weekend, 3 killed. That's it.
You know, guns are a real problem. We should probably just burn them all. Melt them down. We need to stop the killings. Haven't you had enough yet?
Okay.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself.
The opinions of the hosts and guests on the show are exclusively just that. Opinions. That means that they shouldn't be the cause of your state of being offended.
Why does everybody get so butthurt?
Okay, let's go. Ready, go!
Hi, kids. This is the Rants of Izzo show here on Spreely.tv. We have one request for you. Tell everybody how much you love the show. Talk to your dad, your sister, your brother, your uncle, your best friends, your dog, whatever you want to do. Talk to your coworkers. Go up on the street. If you see a psycho wearing a mask alone by himself in the car, it's your responsibility to just knock on that window and go, hey, go listen to the Rants of Izzo show on Spreely.tv. Let's go to the chat.
Yeah. Tell them that we're their people. They'll love what they hear. We got Nikki in the chat. Welcome, Nikki. She
Hi,
says,
Nikki.
Good evening. Or he. I don't know. I think it's she. I don't know. Good
How's
evening, everyone. Hoping everyone is having a great week despite what's going on in the world.
Beto says 467. Close.
Annie Stevens. Yeah, I follow my Maria on IG.
Greg, man, opening day tomorrow. Time to watch my Yankees.
Bev, CGI would make more sense.
Lone Wolf, you think just maybe God trying to tell us something? Nine weather.
Welcome, Sherry. Lucretia sent her.
Oh, thank you, Lucretia. Jess says, hi, y'all.
Richard says, I like pumas.
I see what you did there. Randall Flagg says, so what about Rolling Rock beer, 33 in the bottle? Mm, yeah.
J. Jen giggles. The shoe thing is, ugh. I love the way Dom broke it down.
Greg Mann says, the NHL is looking over to stop logo LGBTQ Day after the season is over, after Phil Flyer did not want to wear LGBT color, so, and all in caps, too. Fucking, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Linda, I've seen those videos about all the threes.
Nikki's a girl. She's spelled N-I-K-K-I.
Thank you.
Christy Fowler. Heidi.
Beto. Hola, people.
Brady's girl. I didn't recognize any Sox players in the other day at spring training.
Vincent Romans. Stuart Toole. He has much to blame for the other place sinking.
That's painful. I love it. John says, where I work in south of Oakland, the criminal element leaves Oakland and heads to nicer communities to rob and loot. 2020 was a real treat.
Brady's One Girl 5. Whoa, Dom turned into Alex Jones.
There you go. And Nikki says, I'm a real woman born this way.
Welcome. Thank you. One more?
Yes, I can't. I don't like closing it out.
Greg Mann, hello, Vincent. Roman.
There you go, guys. We love your interaction during the chat. What is this Trans Day of Vengeance that is circulating the web? Have you heard anything about this?
No.
Okay. So, Katie Hobbs.
But I will go. That sounds like a hoot.
Okay.
You should go with. We should both go and represent. I think we should just do a full 180 and try on the shoes of the other side for a day.
Are you canceling your foot account?
Oh, I did. Oh, it's gone.
I got to do that.
You got to do that because they were taking more money than I was earning. But what would it be like to just go a little bit insane for a day?
What do you want to do?
You know, we could just blend in and be one of them. Be one of them and to feel inclusive. Yeah. What do you think? What would you dress like?
How's this not up? Dude, they've still got age at 47 years old and they've got my birth date. So I don't know why they haven't updated that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Updating
my feed
what?
Account.
ADD. Why would they update your feed account?
Well, if my birthday is listed in there, I'm 48 years old now.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to answer my question? Do you want to focus?
I do. So I have to cancel subscription. Canceling subscription. Yes, I am.
Right now. Right now. You're going to cancel a subscription. That's what's priority right now.
Because if I don't blink, it'll be another $4.99 out of my account that I didn't pay attention to. And then it'll turn into 3-4 months, right? And that's hot dog money.
So everyone listening to the show, know that the priority was to cancel a $4.99 subscription so Dominic could remember and not acknowledge that we have a show going on right now. Just
okay,
want to lay it
okay.
out for everybody.
No, okay. That's your My Maria, do your own research disclaimer you just did because you let in with the massive hypocrisy of all hypocrisies talking about saving a buck and then you said, because we're doing a show right now. Because you're doing
a
show.
Well, certainly. Make a note of it. Make a mental note of it. You're a grown-ass adult. Make
I
a
don't
mental note of it.
Function
put a post in front of your face and then change it after the show.
I don't function that way.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know what I would dress as. I don't because I've dressed, I was a. I dressed in drag for Halloween 2004, so it's not that big of a deal. It's not that far. It's not that far fetched for me, you know. No,
so
I
drag, or do you want to be like?
I'll go blackface first.
A trans event.
Here's what I need. I need blackface. I'll tape my eyes back.
Oh.
Right, so I'll be Asian blackface.
Pregnant too. Pregnant.
Asian blackface, pillow in the gut. Yeah. I'll do
a furry
Estelle. I'll do an Estelle Getty wig so I can represent the ageism, and then a tail for a furry.
Okay, what animal are you?
Lizard. A lizard. Lizard tail.
A lizard. Yeah. Furries aren't reptiles.
There you go. I'm insulting them too.
Actually, that's really interesting. Furries aren't reptiles. They need a lizard in the mix. Or like a little turtle tail. right?
Okay.
Think about it. They always wear big, long, furry things like skunk.
Yeah, because they're furry. They wear furry shit. They're
yeah,
furry,
yeah, yeah. So. But what about those that are reptilian?
I don't know. Cold-blooded. A trending thing on Twitter right now, which apparently people are outraged because the Twitter CEO, Elon Musk, is preventing the spread of this, is Trans Day of Vengeance. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene spread it out or retweeted it. Katie Hobbs, the idiot governor, of Arizona, one of her representatives, Jocelyn Berry, put a meme up of a woman, looks like V.I. Orshowski, who had two, that's a movie reference, but I don't think it is, who had two guns, two revolvers in each hand. And the meme says, us when we see transphobes. And she resigned after posting that, which I think was the right thing to do. And I think that the buck needs to keep going until it stops at Katie Hobbs. Trending right now on Twitter as well is the hashtag LGB without the T.
Who did that?
That's trending, so everybody's doing it.
Why LB?
Because they don't LGBQ without the T. Mutilate. Because they don't want the T in it.
Who doesn't?
I don't. Who's ever trending it on there?
Isn't that genderism?
No. Gender's the only one in the LGBTQ thing that is represented. Lesbian is a sexual preference. Gay and bisexual and questioning is a sexual preference. Trans is the only one that is a gender and is not a sexual preference. And it's about time. It's got almost 3,000 tweets on it. But the point is maybe it'd be nice to have the LGB community saying, hey, listen, we want to have sex with people we want to have sex with. That's not kids, and we don't want people to change their gender. I think they should distance themselves from them.
Interesting. So now the trans are going to have to go to war with the gays and the lesbos, too, not just the straights. Like, they're going to have to take arms. Like, yesterday, everyone's like, fight them. If the cops are giving you harassment, fight them. Team up. Like, they may have to go to war with everybody.
Here's a lesbian woman, McSimmy, on Twitter. Not the whole LGBTQ, as in the LGB, don't speak for me. Groomers, leave our kids alone. LGB without the T and Q. Mutilating minors, erasing women, destroying female sports. LGBTQ plus wasn't a part of the deal.
So wait. So she wants to drop queer too?
I guess it's not queer anymore. It's questioning.
Oh, come on.
Right. Yeah.
Every day they put a new definition.
I don't mind that shit, but you know what too? And when I was younger, I wanted to go. Like, Chicago's fun when you're younger, you know, and when I was liberal minded, and I've never went to the gay pride parade, but I had friends who were gay and whatnot. You go, you have a great time. And I just never went. I'm glad I never went. I wouldn't want to go now because, again, and I'll steal it from the Hodge twins. They talk about it all the time, that there is nothing hornier than a gay man. It's like he's the horniest shit on the planet. And you look at these men who are down in the gay pride parade, it doesn't matter where they're at. San Francisco's got to be a hoot. And they're dressing around in nothing but a cock sock. And these idiots are bringing their kids and shit.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be okay. Can you pull up, or do you want me to send you a video right now?
What do you got?
So comedian, he has since passed. An old clip came up today. I'll DM you. And Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
A long time ago did a quick little commentary on a topic similar to what we're talking about on the Dennis show.
And I'm
you want to play that?
I'm playing it now. Get it played up. Here we go. Push the button.
parade, and I saw in it there were these an old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son," you know. And so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know. It's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that. And I just wondered, I had a hard time believing that these 50, 60-year-old men are actually bragging, you know, at work, like they're, "Hey, Bill, you know, my kid, oh my God, we're proud of him, Johnny. He graduated from Harvard, you know, first in his class, you know what I mean? Now he's articling over at a law firm, and, oh yeah, he loves cock." You know? This kid. He can't get enough cock, and his mouth is his kid's always cock. I got a picture of the boy here sucking another man's cock. This gay pride parade.
He's with Dennis Miller. That's fantastic.
I mean, you probably would get tomatoes thrown at you if you said
should.
That
you should. The free speech, especially
you should
in comedy,
get tomatoes thrown at you.
No, you should be able to say all this stuff.
Correct.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of protected speech.
But
it
makes sense. What he says makes sense. Nothing about what he's saying is wrong. Being gay or a lesbian isn't a big accomplishment. It's just how you're born. It's how you are. Like, I'm not getting awards because I'm straight. No one's throwing parades because I'm straight.
But that's what they think. No, no, no. They think you have had so many accolades your entire life because of your cisness your color of your skin. So clearly that you need an accomplishment by saying, here, this is a daily occurrence. Oh, look, we need a new doctor. All right, take the person that's got this color skin. Oh, look, somebody needs to be appointed to this. I just saw, I can't recall who this was, what politician it was. They said that Joe Biden's legacy will be going down in history for appointing running with a Kamala Harris because of her skin color and gender. And now he's stuck with her because of her skin color and her gender. It's 100% right. It's all she offers. So any of these White House people appointed.
I just wonder if anybody who is so hung up on making sure every color and gender and whatever, check the boxes. They're so hung up on making sure that everyone has representation. If you're suffering from a heart attack, I mean, let's just break it down real basic. Like, you're at work, you're at home, you are in your car, and you're having a full-blown heart attack, okay? And you need help right now. The first person to show up.
Everybody stand back.
You,
I'm black.
Right.
Oh, okay. Are you a doctor?
Freaking sure.
You racist.
The person having the heart attack who like hangs their hat on the fact that wokeism and inclusivity and all this bullshit isn't going to be, excuse me, white man, I'm sorry, you can't save me right now. I need to see a transgender black person help me.
Can you imagine
how a transgender black person to help me?
You do probably realize that there are people who are in hospitals or whatever, and they don't want to be taken care of by a nurse or whatever because they're white or straight.
Yeah. There's something wrong with the masses when that's the priority. When a token, this is what we call a token skin tone, is going to be so offensive that at your dying moment, you need to fulfill some weird societal gap that you think you're going to, like, be the best person ever to the whole thing. It's so confusing. And on top of that, I'll just layer it on top of that. If in fact they can somehow pull from somewhere this unicorn of a person that you feel deserves to save your life, why? Like, what's the point? What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you then poo-pooing somebody else helping you? And then here was what I actually really wanted to say. So you get that unicorn to help you, but they didn't do as good in school. They maybe didn't accomplish the same things that their classmates
did. Could you imagine just waking up mid-surgery and hearing, whoops. Oh, I'm so glad we got that diversity appointee in to wind up doing open heart surgery on me.
I'm just saying, like, the level of disconnect people have when they're trying to fulfill some societal whatever, wherever they think society is having their downfall because the colors that they want aren't represented, or the genders aren't represented, or whatever you think isn't being represented. I'm just really, it's hard for me to find the understanding of why that's so important. If at the end of the day, shouldn't we all strive to put the best person forward? Shouldn't that be the incentive for anything?
It's a dead horse argument, because everybody's been saying that for God knows how long, and I just don't understand it. I don't get it, how you...
But why doesn't that hold up? Why can't that be the end-all pinnacle of decision-making? Like, has it become so hard?
No, it has, because don't you remember?
That's a problem.
Shit.
That's a problem.
What was it called in the 80s? Affirmative action.
Like, if I can't go play professional sports, but there's no Greek American that looks like me represented on that field, you better appoint me, because I will represent Greek Americans.
I find it so funny that you choose to select which heritage best fits you for which discussion or argument.
Oh, you want me to say Jew?
Whatever you want to say. I don't know.
You want me to say English, British,
Dutch? You're a GRU.
That's the point. That's the stupidity.
In Illinois.
Because the politicians do the same thing. Kamala, she goes to one event, I'm black. She goes to another event, I'm Indian. She goes to another one, I'm Southeast Asian. Yeah. Like, they could pick and choose depending on
the
day.
I think you should too. Two or three years ago, I don't know if it's still a law, but you know, the new laws come out in January. Illinois had something to where, and I'm paraphrasing it, if you had a certain number of people in your employ and you had a board of directors, by law, you had to have three persons of color and one female. Like, if there's five, three of them had to be persons of color, three and two. Three had to be persons of color, two had to be female. That's a law. Who the fuck are you to tell me for my business who's the most qualified to run it?
Right?
So, and I've always asked, does that mean when the business fails that we can now say, well, out of five people on the board of directors, two of them were white, the rest were persons of color. Clearly, it's the blacks that wound up making our business fail. Can we start looking at that now? Because how do we not do this? How do we not tally numbers and look at 20 years from now, accumulate and go, oh, yeah, we appointed like 500 doctors in 2020. Yeah, we had a 50% increase in fatalities. It's because we had black men in there. We need more black females. So let's see what happens in another 20 years from now. They can keep moving the goalposts for this, but meantime, people suffer.
Society, culture, cities, counties, states, they all suffer. And no one seems to want to talk about that. No one seems to want to be honest. We can't be honest.
Ooh.
We just have to keep going along with it, like, yep, everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Totally fine. We know that my coworker can't pull his own weight. We all know. Everybody knows.
How do you solve this problem?
Can't talk about it.
How do you solve this problem? So I do live, the demographics of the city that I live in are like 62% white. It's like 8% Asian. And then it's an equal split between Middle Eastern, Indian, and then black, right? So I can picture, I don't know, like your city council has to have equal representation. So you need white, you need black, you need whatever, all this. How then, if it becomes like a law, could you imagine if I went down to the south side of Chicago and just you looked at the city councils, which are 100% black, could then that be argued you need 100%, you need to have X amount of white people on this? But then you're going to have the argument that white people don't want to move into your neighborhoods.
It's really interesting. People should look into this where they live, because what you just said, cities can be sued. Cities can be sued if when they hold elections and they don't have a diversified election map, they have to divide up their communities to incorporate a mix of socioeconomic neighborhoods.
God. What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
So where I live, we never appointed, or rather elected, a mayor. The way it worked in where I live, you would vote for your council members to represent your city.
Gotcha.
And whoever got the highest voter count would be the mayor. We never had a separate box.
There was never a mayor election?
No. No.
What if that person didn't want the job? What if that person didn't want the job?
No, you didn't have a choice. If you got the most votes, you were the mayor. And then it would rotate. And the next year it would go to the person with the second highest votes. And then they would drop down, and then the next person and the next person. And so the city was sued, and they said, no, okay, first of all, you have to do an election for your mayor. And also we're noticing that you just have like your whole community of 65,000 people voting on these electeds. You can't do it that way. You need to break up your community into five different districts, and only the people living in that district can run for office. So if you have a district that's predominantly Hispanic, that's going to help diversify the board, right? You can't just have a free-for-all. Everyone in the community can run for council, and now you're going to have predominantly white people on the board because we're predominantly a white community. No. District that shit out, pull from a predominantly Hispanic community, pull from a predominantly white, predominantly lower income, predominantly this, and now this is the hope to diversify the panel. But here's where it's going to kick them in the butt, because people in those communities didn't want to run for any election. So you're going to have the same people that are percolating to the top that would have run anyway. It doesn't matter that they sat in that district. It's going to be the same people in the community who get pushed by the other people that always run and control elections in any city that are going to push certain people forward. So it's all stupid. It's all
kind of parallel. There's a new poll that came out that said 44% of Democrats polled want Joe Biden to run again. And out of the remainder, not one of them can answer who they want to replace him if he doesn't run. They just don't know. It's like the poll shows like 2% want or 6% want Hillary Clinton, 1% Bernie Sanders, 1% wants Michelle Obama, another percent wants Elizabeth Warren, and it says like 52% of polled are like, we have no idea who could replace him.
No one has even said Kamala?
No.
That's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
She's currently the VP.
Dude, where's
that's
she been?
Typically that's the thought that goes into people's minds. That's the next up.
She was in the locker room for the losing team from like the NCAA basketball championships. I still never understood why women are in the locker room for men's. And she's like, oh, great job. You're losing victory. I was like, shut up.
Yeah, why would she go that? Why would she do that?
They don't want her around anything serious.
I got nothing.
Hang on, look at this. Let's see. Democrats say no, thank you. Let's see if I can get these numbers up here for it. 37% of Democrats say they wanted him to seek re-election from turn, down from 52% that it was weeks before last year's midterms. Did they give any of the numbers on this? No, I can't see. 41% approve of how he's handling his job as president. Only 22% of the adults overall said he should run again. That's down from 29% who said so last year. That's pretty. These polling numbers suck, dude.
You know, a while back there was some polling, and I don't ever really trust polls.
No, I don't.
I don't know who they're asking or how many they're asking or the accuracy of it. But there was a poll stating that apparently if the Biden voters had known about Hunter's laptop.
Oh, yeah.
They would not have voted for Biden.
They probably wouldn't. They probably would have abstained. They probably just would not have voted.
Not true. They'd still vote for him. That's a lie. Mm. because they don't have anyone else. Look it right now, today. They do know about the Hunter Biden laptop. They know about it now. It's out in the open. And you're telling me that they still would vote for Biden.
Who else? So, again, who else could who else could run?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Do you stick him? I want to see a Trump-Biden debate because I want to see the contrast in energy and how you got doddering old 80-something.
We've had it. We've seen it.
Oh, it's going to be worse.
That would be a rerun.
This will be 4 years later as stress of president of the United States.
I know, but we literally said that last time. And we all sat around our TVs and we were all waiting to be entertained. And they, I don't know what they gave Biden, but he was alert as a hawk that night.
I don't think it's
that debate.
I realized it too. You realize he only took 2 years out of office? He was only out of office for 2 years, then right back on the election circuit. So that man got no time off and just, I hate him, whatever. If he dropped out of office, huh?
You're talking about Trump?
I'm about Biden. Biden was out of office when Trump got elected. He was only out for 2 years before he started campaigning again.
Okay, well, I didn't track it that much. I mean, that seems to be the standard. That's kind of what Trump has done.
Well, Biden was vice president, right?
Yeah.
So it's like he never had a break from politics, just out for 2 years for whatever before they sucked him right back in to start running in the primary.
I mean, it's odd that they picked him.
Yeah. It's odd that their entire whole premise is white men are bad, and they elected a white man.
Yeah, and then the voters
didn't care
to want to have diversity vote for the old white man.
Don't forget, he's the same one who the footage is not. I don't believe either the people didn't see the footage. You saw what he said with Charlemagne the God. You saw what he said back in the 80s of we don't need another end this. He's a racist. He's a fucking, he's just a pervert. He's a kid toucher. People knew, but they still voted.
Well, now they know.
And they're going to still vote.
And they still don't care. I mean, to have people say, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad he's in office. I'm so glad he's our president. He makes me feel good.
You know
about
what they
our
remind
country.
Me of? They remind me of like when you go over to your friend's house. We'll just say this was the 80s, and you know he beats his wife, and she's just like, oh, everything's great here. No, Charlie treats me so well, and she's got a black eye the size of a friggin' porterhouse. It's like, you know, you're lying, right? No, everything's great here. He treats me so well. It's battered housewife syndrome. That's what Biden voters are.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Because I don't have any other explanation for it. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. When you hear these people say that it's, they're so glad that he's in office. I'm like, why? What makes you feel so good about this guy?
I don't know. We'll get into the psychology of what makes people masturbate to Joe Biden maybe tomorrow.
This song reminds me of Silence of the Lambs for some reason.
Did you see the video that I sent you it's from?
No.
Are
you sure you sent it? I don't think
you
sent it.
I sent it to you 2 days ago.
Maybe no, you didn't.
I will tell you right now. We have Dr. Butt Stuff hanging out with us tomorrow, Emily Reynolds. Make sure you go to LucretiaHughes.com and support Lucretia's upcoming May event, Faith Over Fear. She's doing a rally for that. It's going to be fantastic and awesome. I sent it to you. I'm going back Sunday. I sent it to you Friday. I had to after the show. I know I did. I sent there's a picture of Trudy. I sent it to you. There we go. I sent it to you Friday after the show. All right.
Did you text me or DM me?
I texted you. Take us home, common sense.
Okay, guys, we made it to Wednesday. I knew we could do it. Too bad it's just not Friday, but we're almost there. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow with a guest. And until then, rantsavizzo.com for all your needs. Rerun. Watch us again. Share it out. You know, do all the things. Because. Have a good night. Bye. Give me your hand.